Hi everyone, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Thank you so much for following my journey to see what God is doing within me as well as within my life. I don't know about you, but I sure look forward to what's to come. Disclaimer, I am not a therapist or counselor. I am only sharing my life story from my perspective, as well as the things in life that have helped me to heal and are still helping me to heal along the path set out in front of me. Hi, everybody. This is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Dear Steph, how do I end my friendship with my now fake best friend? Episode 20. Okay, today I have a letter from Anonymous, and Anonymous asked, Dear Steph, Lacey and I have been friends for 16 years. Our friendship has become one-sided because she makes me so angry. She's constantly posting health tips and uplifting quotes on social media. But she is not the same person on social media as she is in reality, and it bugs me. She has started acting as if she has life totally figured out and the rest of us don't have a clue. In reality, she is in and out of toxic relationships with jerks, and she has no real relationship with her son, daughter-in-law, and two small grandchildren. Her daughter is in and out of jail or rehab because of her severe drug addiction. I'm not perfect and do not portray myself to be. Her doing so is making me so angry because I do not understand why she cannot just be herself. I feel like I have outgrown our friendship. I do not know if I should stay friends with Lacey. Please tell me how to handle this situation. Anonymous. Okay, and before I talk about that a little bit, I'm going to read my response to Anonymous. Dear Anonymous, it appears you have a love-hate relationship with Lacey. No law says that you must maintain a friendship with her. When contact becomes more of an annoyance than a pleasure, many people begin adjusting their lives to be filled with only people that they feel are good for them to be around. The way to end your relationship with her would be to make yourself less available to her when she calls or wants to get together. If she asks you why, explain that you have fewer of the same interests than you used to. My advice for you is to do this in a respectful manner as to not cause strife within your life. Okay. Now, this can be for different reasons. You know, people that know me will know that there's been times in my life that during my own stress and my own depression that I have been vocal about that in a negative way on social media and caused relationships with friends and family to be, you know, to have strife in it, and it was bad. So I'm having to learn how to handle these situations. So I chose to write about this because some of what, maybe not your exact situation, but I think in a way I can relate, and I felt like it was good to talk about this one. So I would say, for me, sometimes even when things are going horribly in my life, I will still post positive and uplifting quotes and stuff on social media because I'm in one of those mindsets where I am, you know, maybe scrolling on social media, and sometimes, like, I won't be reading my newsfeed, which right now I'm taking a total break from it. But when I am on social media, I might go on pages that are just for, like, pages about inspirational quotes or uplifting quotes or, you know, anything positive like that. So I won't necessarily read my newsfeed and what everyone else is writing about, But I'll go read those uplifting positive quotes. And when one resonates with me, or when 50 resonates with me, I'll start sharing those, because I'm thinking in my mind and in my heart that if I'm struggling and I need to hear this today, maybe somebody else does too. And so that is why I do that. And maybe your friend is too. So maybe you could have a good, honest, best friend conversation with her. If you're concerned about some of the things going on in her life, you know, it's really up to you on how to handle that. I've had those friends where I've had to step away from, and I've had those friends where I've been able to sit down and talk to and work through that. So I think it really just depends on the type of person you and your friend are, and how you can personally handle that situation. I've had to have a conversation with a friend and let her know, if you don't stop doing these things that are hurting me, I can't be your friend anymore, because it's not healthy for me. She worked on those things. We were friends again for a short time, and then she couldn't stop doing those things. She couldn't stop wreaking havoc in my life like that. So I had to step back and say, you know what? We're on different paths in life right now, so we're not able to be friends. And I, you know, wish you the best and goodbye. So sometimes that's what you have to do to keep your own, you know, mental health and well-being at the best it can be. And there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. You know, so it's all in how you feel like you can handle it best, really. Now I've got a quote for you, and I've got a quote for Lacey. So, life is 10% of what you experience and 90% of how you respond to it. Dorothy M. Niedermeyer. I relate so well to that quote, and if it'll knock you back like it knocked me back, Anonymous, then maybe that's a good thing, because sometimes we need a little bit of a jolt to put us back so that we can see the big picture and maybe get a better grasp of what's really going on, so we can know how to approach the situation. So maybe that quote right there will help you in that, like it helped me recently with my snap back to reality. Now for the Lacey's out there, and I say this because I too can relate to you. I recently resigned from every single one of my volunteer positions within the community. I shut my own organization down because it was, you know, just overwhelming to me, and I wasn't able to help people in a healthy way by running my support groups and stuff. So I chose to do my podcast right now only, so I could focus on my mental health and getting me better, focus on my marriage and my relationship with the Lord while I'm focusing on me getting better, you know? So I decided this is therapeutic for me. This is healthy for me. I'll do my podcast because if it's therapeutic and helpful for me and it helps other people, then that's a win-win. So maybe if there's Lacey's out there that can relate to what Anonymous says that her friend is dealing with, think about this just slightly. You don't have to live a lie. Living a lie will mess you up. It will send you into depression, and it will warp your values. Gilbert Baker. That's true. I mean, from beginning to end, frontwards, backwards, up, down, all the way around, no matter how you put those words on a sheet of paper, those words are true. And I can attest to that, because I was messing up my life, destroying relationships. I have destroyed some relationships that saddens me, and it's unfortunate, but at least I can learn and I can grow from those mistakes. And I hope that if there's any Lacey's out there, you too can realize that it is okay to jump off that pedestal that the rest of the world wants to put you on and be yourself, because that's what matters in life, is you be happy first. Find your love for you. Find your happy for you. Be happy for you. Get off that pedestal and take care of what's most important. I'm telling you right now, before you destroy your life, get off that pedestal. Nobody needs to be shoved up on a pedestal and made to feel like they have to be a certain person. Be you, okay? All right, everybody. God bless. Thank you. Bye. Thanks for watching. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. You are special. You are kind.
You are smart. You are wonderful. You are worth it. You are important. To reach out to me, please do so by commenting or emailing from trauma to triumph, pcola@gmail.com. God bless you all.